This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. What a busy week leading up to the WHL Championship Series presented by Rogers. Red Deer was the place to beat. Both WHL awards at Bannon Draft went down. We'll have a look at a wild opening round of the draft in moments and hear from Winnipeg Ice Director of Scouting, Jake Heisinger. Prince Albert Raiders were big winners at the WHL Awards Ceremony. Top coach, top executive, and top goaltender. We'll hear from Mark Havscheid, Curtis Hunt, and Ian Scott on the eve of the WHL Championship. First up, the 2019 WHL Bantam Draft had plenty of twists and turns in Red Deer this week. A wild first round began with the Winnipeg Ice stepping to the podium to select the consensus number one choice, Director of Scouting, Jake Heisinger.
With the first overall pick, the Winnipeg Ice are proud to select from St. Albert, Alberta, forward Matthew Savoy.
The Ice weren't done there, though. Vice President of Hockey for the WHL, Richard Dirksen, was busy with trade announcements.
Prior to the second pick, we have two trades to announce. Saskatoon trades Reese Harsh and the third pick in the first round to the Winnipeg Ice for the ninth pick in the first round, the 24th pick overall, which is the second pick in round two, a second round pick in 2020, and a fifth round pick in 2021. Winnipeg then trades the third pick in the first round to Prince George, along with the third round pick in 2020 for the second overall pick in the 2019 WHL Bantam Draft.
The Ice then went to their home province of Manitoba.
With the second overall pick, the Winnipeg Ice are proud to select from Strathclair, Manitoba, forward Connor Geeky.
The Prince George Cougars were then up with back-to-back picks, a trend in the opening round. Director of Scouting for the Cougars, Bob Simmons.
With the third overall pick, the Prince George Cougars are proud to select from Sherwood Park, Alberta, defenseman Keaton Dohaniuk of OHA Edmonton Bantam Prep.
And then his teammate.
Fourth overall pick, the Prince George Cougars are proud to select from Marathorpe, Alberta, forward Cohen Zimmer of OHA Edmonton Bantam Prep.
Brandon Wekings traded to acquire Kelowna's fifth overall selection, giving Brandon both the fifth and sixth picks. Wekings Director of Scouting Darren Ritchie back-to-back.
With the fifth pick, the Brandon Wekings are proud to select from Red Deer center Nate Danielson, Red Deer Rebels. With the sixth pick, the Brandon Wekings are proud to select from Russell, Manitoba center Tyson Zimmer, OHA Bantam.
Overall, the WHL's Bantam Draft saw 229 players chosen from the 22-member clubs. And getting back to Winnipeg's big day, I spoke with Director of Scouting Jake Heisinger.
I'll take you guys moving and shaking here to start the 2019 WHL Bantam Draft with the first overall pick and then acquiring the second overall pick. I'm not sure if you've seen the movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner, but it sure felt like that here this morning.
Yeah, I mean, pretty exciting day for us. We're, those were our two guys, and, we're real excited here, and, we think we got pretty exciting future, and we really believe in our program, and we're looking forward to getting those two in the fold.
Matthew Savoy was much talked about first overall pick. Would the Ice go forward or not, and you stick to your guns and select him? How confident are you can get him into your program?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we believe in our program. We like what we got going on in Winnipeg, and I think moving forward here with our facility and all the resources we have, we feel our development path is an excellent place to play hockey and really looking forward to the future.
Connor Geeky at number two overall. He's a Manitoba-born player. Of course, he's got bloodlines with Morgan, his older brother. He loves baseball too. He's got a brother on a baseball scholarship as well. Here, Morgan Geeky, what intrigued you about him second overall?
Yeah, I mean, Connor's an athlete. He, like you said, he plays ball, and and obviously, we feel, his skill set with his size, he's only going to get stronger and start to fill into that frame of his. So, he was a guy we were thrilled to get, and I think, he's going to have an extremely bright future here.
Jake, how much legwork goes into a day like this when you have to make these moves and you have to wheel and deal to get first and second overall? What's it like leading up?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, throughout last little while, a lot of conversations have taken place. And you know, I know you know, Matt's been extremely busy, but you know, excited for how it all worked out.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL Awards Ceremony saw Portland's Joachim Blichfeld take home the top award, the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy, as the WHL Player of the Year. His 53 goals and 114 points made him the biggest offensive threat in the league this past season. Blichfeld is preparing now for the World Hockey Championships for Denmark. The award was accepted by Portland coach and GM Mike Johnston. Awards host Sam Cosentino.
So, Mike, what makes Joachim such a dangerous player? Why is he such an offensive threat?
Well, he has the big shot. I think everybody in our division would say that about him when you're pre-scouting our team. He loves to score. And I think probably the third thing was, and you're always looking as a coach to put combinations of players together. And when he came back from San Jose, we didn't play him together a lot last year. We decided to put Glass and Blish together. And they were like magic. They found each other all over the ice, and at times Blish was banging his stick waiting for that pass from Cody, but they just had unique chemistry.
The Prince Albert Raiders won three major awards. Curtis Hunt named the Lloyd Saunders Memorial Trophy. He takes it for the WHL's Executive of the Year. I spoke with Curtis after he accepted.
We chatted earlier this year. I just sensed you having so much fun this season with that run to start. And now to cap it with this on the verge of the Edschanout Cup, got to be feeling pretty good about this.
Yeah, this is, you know, you wonder about this stuff, or I've been to these awards and you watch, but like, your peer group picks you for these things, and I think that's special. There's a lot of men in there I have a lot of respect for at a personal level. I share it with Ronnie Gunville and the work him and I did together leading up to this year. I obviously thank my family, my kids. They make a tremendous sacrifice, and that support is fantastic. And then, of course, we're a small organization. It's similar to Swift Current last year. We do multiple things, all of us, and the support has been fantastic, whether it's from Mark, Mike, or Kurt Brownlee.
You know, for you personally, you think of where you were. You were out of the game for a few years. You were a financial advisor. To come back, would you foresee this moment at that stage back in the game and you know, accepting an award like this?
Yeah, it probably seemed like a million miles away, I guess. When you say it like that, I never really considered that because I was able to stay with the sledge team with Hockey Canada and, of course, the Youth Olympics, and then I spent a year in Fort Mac. So I guess the opportunity to get back to Prince Albert, my alma mater, and then the way it's turned out has been maybe a little bit of a fairy tale, but certainly let's hope it has a great ending here in the next couple of weeks.
And we chat here, what, 48 hours away from opening night in Prince Albert, which will be electric here. What are your thoughts going into that series here? How do you feel about matching up with the Giants?
Well, the game on TV, I know that the Sportsnet guys said it was fantastic in terms of a little bit like a tennis match, back and forth, some tremendous skill, some great goaltending, a one-goal game in the end, and we expect a tough series. They're a deep team. They've got puck-moving D, they've played physical, they've got grit, and the goaltending's been excellent for them throughout the series. So I'm not making predictions, but get a seat because it's going to be a hell of a game.
Hey, that sounds great. Curtis, congratulations once again. WHL Executive of the Year, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much, John.
The Raiders' Mark Habscheid claimed the Dunk McCallum Memorial Trophy for Coach of the Year.
It's the Prince Albert sweep with Curtis Hunt as well. That's got to be a nice little feather in the cap as he gets set for that big series.
Well, I wish the players were here with us, to be quite honest. They're the reason. If you don't have good players, you're not able to win those types of awards. So wish they were here and wish the staff was here. We have a real close-knit staff. Fun. We're able to go to the rink every day and have a few laughs and coach some hockey. So it's a real privilege to be in this, and it's a bonus to get this award. So it's you know, an honor, but it's an honor you share with everyone.
You're a veteran coach. You've been at the NHL level. You've been junior hockey. You've won Memorial Cups. You've won titles. This is a nice accolade, but it comes later in your career. Does it mean a little more that you continue to kind of be front and center and get these nods when the opportunity arises?
Well, first of all, I'm not that old. You make me sound like I'm 90 years old, but I am a little older, I guess. But no, it's, you know what, you learn in life. It's as you get older. I mean, I had a real toughest day of my life 10 months ago. I lost my dad, and you know, just some things matter, some things don't, and I'm lucky to have a job and, You know, I get paid for something that I love to do. So the rest is a bonus. And whatever it is, it is. But, you know, you just try to do your best as a coach and, more importantly, as a person. And the rest is a bonus.
All right, Mark. Well, you've been on top of your game in a number of different factors in the playoffs here. Any more tricks up your sleeves here for a tough series against the Giants?
I don't know. We'll see what it brings, but it's about the players on the ice. They are the ones that make things happen, and we have good players. Vancouver has good players. They're well coached, so should be a good series, but you know, you're always trying to find a way or do something to help your players, and that's just what we have to do.
Mark, congratulations once again. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
And Raiders goaltender Ian Scott claimed the Dale Wilson Memorial Trophy for Goaltender of the Year.
WHL Goaltender of the Year, 19 years old, going into a WHL Championship Series. I say life's probably pretty good for Ian Scott right now.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty special feeling, and I'm honored to, you know, be acknowledged for this award, and you know, a lot of thanks goes towards the coaching staff and the guys in Prince Albert.
You know, your year two also included a World Junior Team Canada selection. I know you probably would have wanted to play more in that tournament, but now you're still playing. I mean, you are the guy still going here. So, you know, what does it mean to be playing into May here and fighting for that Ed Chenault Cup now?
Yeah, that's what we came at the start of the year to do. It's just a real, it's a real exciting feeling to, you know, be in the finals of the Western Hockey League, and you know, it's create the buzz around PA. So it's real exciting.
You have been the guy in Prince Albert really since 16 years old, and now you've seen pretty much everything from this franchise, right? You guys have built yourself up, and now that building's really jumping right now. You guys are going to hit the ice Friday, and we know what's going to happen here. So how cool is it to be part of that in Prince Albert right now, to be where you came from at 16 years old to now?
Yeah, coming in here at 16, we've had ups and downs, and I think, you know, now that we're experiencing a high like this, it's been, you know, some of the best experiences I've ever had in Prince Albert, and, you know, I wouldn't trade for the world.
I know we're three rounds in, but has there been a favorite moment for you so far in the playoffs? I'm thinking maybe the rival to the South, that series, maybe something there, but Ian, anything stick out for you?
Not really. I think, you know, as serious as playoffs are, it's also the most fun, you know, we've had as a team, and, you know, wouldn't trade that.
Again, congratulations, best of luck in the WHL Championship.
Yep, thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Next week, more award winners and an update on the WHL Championship. Hey, enjoy the series. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.